I talked about how this whole path may have begun among our tribal ancestors. Certain people were called to be full-time specialists in the spiritual needs of the tribe. They're called shamanists. And how are they going to be able to live? Because being a specialist on the spiritual path, that's a full-time job. Just like anything else, a farmer or a hunter. So they don't farm, they don't hunt. They spend all their time deepening a specialized knowledge. So other members of the tribe support them because the tribe needs that function. So this still happens among Native people where I come from in North America. They never charge for ceremonies or healings, but then people give support, so it's an exchange. And this same custom came into Buddhism. So you have the special, remember I said that the Buddha was a shramana. That's sort of like a full-time specialist meditation person. And so the shramanas go out into the village and they have a bowl and it gets filled with curry and potatoes and what have you. And that's how they live. And they people give them their clothes and the robes and so forth. So this is a kind of tradition that's been going on for a very long time. It's central to Buddhism, but I see it as much older than Buddhism. So we call it Dana in the Buddhist tradition, and that's, if that sounds like it's a little similar to the English word donate, well, that's no coincidence. You remember I mentioned that Sanskrit is the classical language of India, and it's related actually to English. English is a Indo-European language, and so is Sanskrit, so is Persian. So yeah, Dana, it's that same root, it means giving. But in Buddhism, it's looked upon not just as something sort of practical, okay, so we support these people and their organization, and that way everybody can have what they need. It's looked upon as also a deep spiritual practice in and of itself. That's why at Tovana, we sort of make something special around the Dana situation. We have you meditate for a while, one of the teachers talks about it, and then there is a sort of a formal way that you go about doing it. It's a ceremony in order to emphasize the spiritual nature of the practice. A case could be made, a person could say with truth, that the entire spiritual path can be described by the word Dana, that one word. This is the way I was taught. Dana starts out as, okay, it's something material. It makes a connection to the people that are teaching Dharma. It gives you a connection to them, makes it available, and so forth. So there's Dana in that sense. That's sort of the usual meaning of Dana. That's what where we start. In Buddhist countries, not everyone meditates. In fact, almost no one meditates. It's still a fairly special thing. But everyone can feel connected to this worthwhile endeavor by giving dana. So they support the temple, they support the monks, and so forth. So at the very least, there is something meritorious and good feeling that anybody can do this. So it's the practice that anyone can do. But at a deeper level, the reason we practice meditation is to, in some way or another, have a direct experience of our spiritual source. However we may talk about that source, really, to me, doesn't matter the words that are used. But it very much matters that there be a direct experience as opposed to merely a belief or a concept. So the direct experience of the source could be described also as dana. You give yourself back to your parents or your parent. So it's a giving. It's a giving of your identity for a minute, a few seconds, maybe for very advanced practitioners, a few hours. You literally give yourself back to the thing that you came from, and you rest in your parents. So that's a dana. The part, the expansive flow, the affirming space that you received from your parent, you give back to your parent. The contractive flow, the negating space that you receive from your parent, give back to your parent, and you disappear. And there's only parent. So enlightenment itself is a kind of dawn. And where does that lead? Well, we only have one parent. So that means if you have a direct experience of giving yourself to parent, you have a direct experience of everyone being brothers and sisters. So from that comes service, which is another kind of dana, reaching out to the larger idea. So it begins with dana. It ends for the individual with dana. And then it continues for all of society with dana. So that's why we like people to think of dana this way. There's also the practical. We don't want anyone, this practice is for everyone, every human being, regardless of their religion or non-religion, their race, and regardless of their financial situation. Some people are well off. Some people are not well off at all. So how can we make sure that everyone who wants this practice can have it? Well, a few organizations, there aren't many, but a few organizations like Amutat Tovana say we won't even charge anything. We don't charge for the food, we don't charge for the lodging. It's though at the end, each person, and we don't charge for the teaching. None of the Buddhist organizations charge for teaching. But here, they don't even charge for anything. So how can this continue? Well, clearly, each individual gives what's comfortable for them. And those that are well off give more. Those that are less well off give less. Those that have benefited hugely and are well off, give more, and it works out. It's a good system. So it's spiritual and it's practical at the same time. So the Buddha used to give a talk like what I'm saying now, not identical, but it was called Dhammakatha, and that means katha. So I have now completed the Dhammakatha from the teacher's side. The practical is going to come from both about sort of the logistics, how we're going to do this mechanically.
I very love to do this talk, although it's technical, but Omer's English is more good than I's. Well, you can see.
So
I think that Omer will do it, right?
It doesn't have to be in Aglit.
We'll do it in Aglit. So I can understand also.
Yiddish.
I'm ashamed she knew Aglit.
יש תרגום לעברית מאחורה.
There is a translation for Hebrew in the back, if somebody needs. Thank you, Michal.
אתה צריך להגיד את זה בעברית.
יש תרגום לעברית מאחורה, תודה למיכל. Okay, so I'll mainly talk about the technical stuff in regard to Dana. But I do also like to clarify the situation in Tovana. Tovana used to, Tovana used to charge for its for the retreats because it's safer to charge, because then you have the price and you know that people will pay the price, and you know that you cover the expenses and everything is in place in a sense. But before my time, they decided to take this leap of faith and to allow people to give as much as they can, to give more than they can or less than they can, to meet themselves in this place. And everything here is voluntary, everything that is possible. The Tzachi and me volunteer here. The staff of the kitchen that has been making wonders. I'm telling you, you're very privileged to see this retreat with this kitchen, because I've never eaten anything like this on a retreat. They're all volunteers, but unfortunately, there's things that we have to pay for. We have to buy ingredients for the food. We have to pay for the accommodation here, and there is a lot of other expenses. That are being paid for in between the retreats, for accountings, bank commissions. There's a couple of people that are doing some work officially, because they need to do more serious daily maintenance of the amta. So, anyway, these retreats are moving from one to another. By paying for this retreat, you're allowing that the next one to happen, and you're also covering for the expenses of this retreat in some sense, because it's depending on the amount of people, the amount of mouths to be fed, and special needs, etc., etc. Anyway, so I will start with the technical stuff. After we're done here, we will have a sit, and then we'll have a break, and we can go to the dining hall, and over there we can do the ceremony, the giving of the dana. So there's going to be two tables, as a matter of fact, three tables. One of them is on the side, and it's going to be the dana for the teachers. And by this, I mean, is what you wish to give, what is your heart's wish to give for the teachers, for what they have shared with you. And there's going to be the table where we are going to accept dana for you. The dana for the teachers is anonymous, because we do not issue a receipt for them. But the dana that is given to the amuta, to Tovana, we have to issue receipts, so it cannot be completely anonymous. But I bid you to not allow that to change your heart's wish to be true to yourselves. Anyway, we will do it one by one, so please be patient and take a fair distance from the table, so as to allow the person that just approached to give his dana in certain privacy. We're going to bring your valuables into the dining hall. You can take them. There's going to be all of it there, the phone including. We ask you not to use them, and after you're done with the dana, you can put them back in the little bag and put it in the box, and we will give it back to you tomorrow. If you do choose to keep it with you because of Shabbat or whatever other reason, we ask you please not to talk on the phone and not to be tempted to to be distracted by them in this last 24 hours that you have for this retreat. So, what's next? The receipts that you are getting from Tovana are mukarot ke hotzaot mas. I guess that if you don't understand this, it's not relevant. Sorry? Yeah, it's tax reductible. You can pay with cash, checks, or credit cards. You can also pay credit cards in tashlumim, in payments, and installments. And checks can be written for Amutat Tovana or just Tovana. Danot for the teachers, please only cash or an open check. And if you need a receipt, you can add a note to your dana that you put in the teacher's box, and it will be given for you. They will send it to you on mail.
Post.
There is also another option, which is Torah Keva. Standing on order, which is standing order. There will be on the paper when you enter the dining hall, there will be on the right side, there will be papers you can fill out, forms for this standing order, the Hoat Keva. And there you can have this monthly charge that will be taken off your bank account and given to Tovana. So you will be actually giving Tovana on a month, done on a monthly basis. Please do not consider that as something to give Dana for this course, because we calculate and the accountants regard each course for its own. So if you have this heart's wish to support Tovana along the year, it's very nice, but it's a minimum 40 shekels. Less than that will be not worthwhile the trouble and the bank commission and such. And it's nice because in the end of the month you look at this, you know, from the corner of your eye, and this envelope you get from the bank, or you go online and you see all this, this dress I bought, and oh, and then you see 50, 60 shekels for Tovana, and you're like, oh, I can still, you know, it has some effect. And it reminds you to at least to the next course taking place. What else? So I guess that's it about the technical stuff. I would just like to quote something that opened up the... Yes? There's going to be a folder on the side, on the table, that's going to include the approximate expenses of the course. Some people would like to know, so it's going to be closed. And you can look inside and see the accountants did their calculation with a number of people, and from what we know, and how much it costs per person for this week of sitting here. So if you wish to know, so you get some kind of idea how much it is to cover the charge of one person here in the course, you can have a look in it. But I ask you please to close it, so nobody that doesn't want to know, doesn't pass by, and doesn't see something present again. Anyway, you get the idea, right? So I just close it. So what I wanted to say is that I remember hearing, I think it was Christopher, that teaches here, he's like a resident DJ, a resident teacher here every Pesach. And I remember him telling once that he met with Mother Teresa back in India. And she told him something along the lines of true giving starts when it hurts to give. So that kind of like, it struck me like a brick in the face, but when I accepted it, it started to work wonders. שנתינה אמיתית מתחילה כשזה כואב לתת. אז תודה.